News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, people might have seen this story that there appears certainly to be cross-party support in the UK for a consideration of making workers over 40 pay a new age tax towards growing social care costs. They would be basing it in the so-called German model, and it would see taxpayers forced to pay anything along the lines of 2.5% of their wages into a communal social care fund. Joining us to discuss the benefits or otherwise of such a tax is Alan Barrett, director of the ESRI. Alan, you're very welcome to the programme. Before we talk about kind of Ireland and our ability, capability to deal with an ageing population, what's your take on what the UK are looking at?
Well, it's not a bad idea at all. In truth, all countries, all Western European countries, Western world countries have realised for quite a while that population ageing is just something they're going to have to deal with. As people age, they tend to sort of, you know, obviously draw more on pensions, they tend to draw more on healthcare and also on long-term care. So given the changing population structure, there is a sort of a big bill coming down the road. There's only three ways we're going to be able to pay for this. I mean, one is simply we could lower the benefits that people get. We could pay more taxes, which brings us to the British proposal, or we could all work longer. Because if we're working longer, it means we sort of increase GDP, increase the tax that's available to fund all these sort of things. So there's only really three ways of doing it. And I think ultimately, given the scale of the issue we're talking about, we're probably going to have to draw on each of the three components, including the possibility of higher tax rates.
We have moved to the retirement age is kind of very slowly being pushed out, and you imagine that process will continue certainly. But in terms of the other two ways you go about it, say looking at the taxes, the German model or what happens in Japan is people over a certain age paying into this fund. In Ireland, I do wonder how palatable that would be to people, that, you know, when you look at health insurance, we've got kind of community rating and things, so that people who are older don't get penalised for it. It strikes me that then the tax system would in a way be penalised. Certainly that could be interpreted that way.
Yeah, no, I think the one sort of disadvantage, or the one question mark I put over the British proposal of this notion of being people over the age of 40, I mean, in all truth, it's people, you know, this issue is going to affect everybody across the age spectrum. I mean, so I think in terms of a social solidarity, I think pitching the tax at 40 and over is almost like blaming older people for being older or something like that. But I mean, the 20-somethings today are actually going to be the biggest burden in sort of about 50 years' time. So in many ways, you could make the case that we should be putting a bigger tax on them. But I think when it comes to these sorts of taxes, the general notion should be some sense of social solidarity. I think collectively in Western Europe, we do believe that we should be providing healthcare services and pension services and planning these sort of things, whereby people who are young today can sort of look forward to old age, knowing that the state social safety net that we've come used to is going to be there. So I think the notion of social solidarity is important. And unfortunately, as with a lot of things in life, there is no getting away from the fact that these things are going to be costly. And as a result of that, I think that, you know, the likelihood of having to pay the higher taxes is there. But you've touched on it a little bit in your questioning there. With the pension age going up, I mean, I honestly believe that later working is going to be part of the overall solution to this.
Yeah.
And whereas, you know, we've got used for quite a while for 65 being the retirement age. One of the reasons we've got population aging is because people are healthier. So you get to the point that you say, well, what's so magical about the age of 65? Is it the case that people should be working for longer? And indeed, in some but not all cases, could it be the case that people actually want to work longer?
In terms of how other countries deal with it, I mentioned, say, Germany and Japan. Is Ireland kind of in a somewhat fortuitous position in that our demographics aren't hugely different from other European countries, but we are slightly behind the curve in terms of an ageing population compared to other places, so we can look at other models?
You're absolutely right. I mean, Ireland has a sort of a strange demographic profile, given that sort of our birth rates were a lot higher for longer. We've had sort of strange immigration and emigration patterns over time. So we're essentially about 20 years behind everybody else, which means, as you say, that we can look at other countries and see what they're doing. And you do see innovations in terms of sort of later life working in a great range of these countries and different sort of benefit packages and stuff like that. So there is stuff happening. I suppose the problem is, though, it can often be hard to be optimistic in terms of our capacity in Ireland to actually look ahead and to start planning for these sort of things. So the extent to which we're going to do that, I'm not entirely sure. But history is actually quite revealing here. I mean, one of the most foresighted things that any Irish government ever did goes back to the late 1990s and Charlie McCreevy, when he set up then the National Pension Reserve Fund. So actually, you know, going back about 20 years, Ireland was like way ahead of its time. Now, we were putting money aside at that time to ensure that we had the money to pay for the population aging. And you may remember when we sold the old, I think, was it called Telecom Éireann at the time?
Yeah.
The proceeds from that were put into this pension fund. Now, that was a remarkably foresighted thing to do. As it happened, that money was used predominantly to deal with the economic crisis rather than pensions. But nevertheless, we do have a history here of sort of demonstrating that, you know, the political system can look ahead and say, yeah, let's start putting money aside to deal with this looming difficulty.
All right. Well, look, on that note, Alan Barrett, Director of the ESRI. Alan, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.